"What are we going to do?" said Ron, whose eyes were flashing. "Shall we go straight to McGonagall?" "Let's go to the staff room," said Harry, jumping up. "She'll be there in 10 minutes. It's nearly break." They ran downstairs. Not wanting to be discovered hanging around in another corridor, they went straight into the deserted staff room. It was a large, panelled room full of dark wooden chairs. Harry and Ron paced around it, too excited to sit down. But the bell to signal break never came. Instead, echoing through the corridors, came Professor McGonagall's voice, magically magnified. "All students to return to their house dormitories at once. All teachers return to the staff room. Immediately, please." Harry wheeled around to stare at Ron. "Not another attack. Not now." "What'll we do?" said Ron, aghast. "Go back to the dormitory?" "No," said Harry, glancing around. There was an ugly sort of wardrobe to his left, full of the teachers' cloaks. "In here, let's hear what it's all about. Then we can tell them what we've found out." They hid themselves inside it, listening to the rumbling of hundreds of people moving overhead, and the staff room door banging open. From between the musty folds of the cloaks, they watched the teachers filtering into the room. Some of them were looking puzzled, others downright scared. Then Professor McGonagall arrived.